Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's about that time, bitch.
Let's do it.
I don't get why all of a sudden today.
Watch and learn.
We've been watching.
Well, now you do some learning.
No, it's been a full calendar year.
It has not. You just make that up.
No, Tommy, you had 3 stars. I had none. I have 5 stars.
Kimmy doesn't document
stars.
That deep.
No, she does. What? Kimmy, it's been over a year since
what was
Tommy
my last
had.
Star?
Okay, I don't know when, but see, it has been a while.
It. It ain't been no year.
You hanging out in the break?
It's been a year.
You hanging out in the break? Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. It's brilliance like that, why you feel so confident. It's 9 o'clock. It's Tuesday. It's time for Where They Wind Up. Our phone lines are locked up.
Okay.
If you're new to the game, here's how it works. Kimmy's got a poster of the neighborhood app. She reads it out loud, but she removes the street names and references to the name of the town.
Mm.
So it's not obvious. Yeah. However, there are still little clues in there.
But what do you do?
Well, you listen.
Have to listen.
To the little stuff. And when you figure it out,
yeah.
You call us at 252-WCMF when there's a phone line open, 252-9263, and we figure out where they wind. Mm. You know what? You're so confident. I'm just ready to go. I can't wait to watch the brilliance that is Quarter Zip. Platform Bowling Shoes, Tommy Mueller.
You know, these sweaters are very popular right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Amongst financiers and men I see arrested for murdering people in other countries. Kimmy, are we ready?
Ready.
Let's make it happen.
Rockport! Greece! Therefore, where they whining?
What is the going rate for house sitting?
Shut
Done.
The reason I ask is that my neighbor asked us to keep an eye on their house while they were on vacation in Mexico last week.
Ooh, Mexico.
I should also add, they gave us a key to do a daily check around the house and feed their son's pet fish. We brought their mail inside and made sure their packages were taken care of when they showed up at the house. Am I out of touch? Or should they, like, pay us something for doing them this favor?
What a
chintz. They're going to ask for money on the back end?
Chintz out.
Don't you agree? I find it weird they haven't offered yet, and I'm starting to think they never will. The family got back a few days ago and gave us a quick thank you when they came to get their house key back. They also gave us a shot glass souvenir that I'm positive they got for free from the resort. That was it. I'm worried that this will now be a reoccurring request every time they go on vacation. It only seems fair to put a price on it next time.
Yeah, this is my parents.
That's a lot of pressure and responsibility to put on a neighbor for nothing in return. What have you guys paid people in the past so I know what to ask for in advance?
All right, so you said this is your parents.
My parents lived in a condo.
Yeah.
And a lot of older people, and they would always, people would ask them to do it. But my parents would also ask. My father always wanted the guy didn't even bring me over a bottle of scotch. Like, he wanted something every time. But when people did stuff for him, oh, you're a neighbor. Well, you're supposed to help each other out.
It is ballsy to, on the back end, be like, yo, where's
demand
my
payment.
Well, I don't know if they're demanding it now, but they said, I'm worried this will be a reoccurring request every time they go on vacation.
Well, even on the second one, you go to pay me? Yeah. That would still be uncomfortable. Okay, so I know what just happened to your brain, because I've known you for too long.
What's that?
You heard house sitting, and you immediately thought of the town. And then the story changed. So you are off. You are off, my friend.
Oh, yeah, you don't know. You
no,
don't know
I'm
going
to say it up front to think it through, because everyone wants you to get your first star in a year.
Mm-hmm.
What are you thinking?
Well, you got to think about somebody that can afford a luxurious trip to Mexico. They don't give those away.
I mean, there are really inexpensive places you can go to Mexico.
Not in season. This is the high season right now, Mexico.
We don't know when this post came. Last week it was about snow, and it was 70 degrees.
I'm guessing it's recent.
No, again, last week it was about a snow
Usually
storm.
I wait a little bit to use them.
But go on.
I don't want.
Why am I helping you?
I
Why am I helping you?
I don't know.
Keep going.
All right. So,
house sitting, but you're also a chintz. So you think you something, but you're also a chintz ass. So we're the people that think they're kind of smug, but they also know they're not at that level yet. You're like mid-level smug. Where would that be, Patrick?
You tell me.
Oh, I know where it is.
Where's that?
It's in Webster. This is big time, because we know some smug asses in Webster. Bro.
Yeah. Kimmy, can I tell you a story?
With your hockey rinks and your above-ground pools.
I knew a guy that lived in Webster. He was a good friend of mine.
And what did you think of him?
So he would go out on these vacations, and then he would come to you and be like, hey, guess what? I got, oh boy, am I going to do a favor for you. Tommy would have me come over and watch his house.
Yeah. And the dog.
Would not pay me a thing.
But by the way, he had full run of the place.
Who gives a crap? It was an empty house.
Bro,
Kimmy, he would play it like he was doing me a favor by watching his house.
The human livestock ball washing chicks that he brought through that place.
So what? I had an apartment.
I thought the dog smelled bad.
I had an apartment. Yeah, by the way, they were really impressed with your no furniture and weird pictures of your head cut out over someone meeting the Pope.
That was me.
Yeah, no, I saw the pictures, stupid. All right.
So my pick is Webster.
It's not Webster.
Oh, no, of course not.
No, I think it's more affluent. I don't think this is a case of people needing to save money. I think this is a case of people who have money because they're
cheap. Well, you only got one fluent town.
No, there's three places this could be.
Affluent?
And I don't think, although...
There's only one total affluent.
No, but we had that one last week, if I'm not mistaken. It was recent.
Where are you fluent?
I'm going to go Fairport. This feels like Fairport to me.
I mean, yeah, that's not a bad pick. It's not. It ain't the right pick.
No?
I know who you're thinking of.
No, that's why I didn't pick it.
No.
I literally just told you my pick.
But I know why you picked it.
Why'd I pick it?
I can't say. We know people.
Oh, and you know people. Who do I know, buddy? I don't know nobody about nothing. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. There was one rule and one rule only.
Yeah, what's that?
When you get one pick.
Yeah, yeah.
One pick. When we pick up the phone, if you've already heard your town said previous.
Yeah, what do you do?
You got two options. You can either hang up, try again next week, we won't be mad, or pick a different town.
Okay.
When we pick up, if you go, I'm as good as I but then you have been disqualified. The commissioner has all final say, and based on the rule that you guys voted for at the beginning of the year, Barber, who is last week's champion, now has to wait to go last.
All right.
And he's on hold.
So sit tight.
We're going to take as many as we can to make Barber wait as long as possible. 252-WCMF, let's kick it off with Caleb. Caleb, where they winding, buddy?
I'm going to go with Gates.
Why Gates?
Oh, my God, Gates.
So I'm getting West Side vibes from this, and I'm thinking an area that's neighborly enough that you'd be like, hey, neighbor, can you watch my house for me? But busted enough that you're not going to offer any cash to your neighbor. You just expect them to do it for free.
I don't think anyone in Gates would expect to get paid. That's the problem with that.
You always have one. You never know.
No, I'm telling you, man. Like, we're all in a pirate ship together growing up in that town. I know you have the money or don't. If I know you don't have the money, I ain't expecting payment.
Who's watching your rusty-ass house?
Shut up. There are nice houses in Gates.
Where? Where are they hiding them?
There are nice houses.
Well, so, you didn't raise in one.
I didn't raise in one.
You didn't
raise in one. Ladies and gentlemen, professional broadcaster Tommy Mulay, you didn't raise in one. Caleb, we got you for Gates, buddy. Terrible pick. Thanks for the call. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Armand. Armand, where are they whining, buddy?
I'm going to go with Spencer Port. It's definitely West Side. It's the east side of the West Side. And, you know, you got people who live out there who got it and some people who just faking a funk. So Spencer Port's it.
All right, I don't
see Spencer.
No, that sucks. That pick sucks.
That's
not
good one.
It
sucks.
It's
not
okay
good.
If you don't see it. I see it.
Oh, do you see it? Do you see it? So I did have the pleasure, as much as I hate Armand right now.
Oh, yeah.
I got to meet Armand finally face-to-face at St. Patrick's Day Parade. Good to see you, bud.
Hey, good to see you too, man.
Was that you had a brand new baby. That baby was like fresh
out. That was my baby.
It's fresh out the package baby right there.
Yeah, it was my baby. It was her first parade, so it was like, why not, you know? Baby,
yeah, you never forget your first parade at zero.
No, my wife, after Armand walks away, she goes, how do you know him? I go, ah, it's a long story.
Yeah.
She goes, that baby was staring at you. She was just like awestruck, horrified. And I'm like, thanks, I ruined the kid's parade. Thanks, Nan, I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's okay. A lot of people don't think that's my baby because, you know, she's very, very light. So it's all right.
No, I got the same problem, Armand. Armand, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Have a good one.
There goes our bot. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Johnny. Johnny, where are they whining, buddy?
Henrietta.
Henrietta?
Absolutely. It's the half trash of everything. So
back up. What is half trash? What is that?
Garbage. It's all garbage. But then you got fake garbage people, and fake garbage people go to Mexico because Mexico's half garbage too. It all makes sense. It's Henrietta. I will be a second-time world champ. Thank you.
I think it would be easier. Hold on. Hold on.
What is that?
If we backed up, what isn't garbage, Johnny?
The fine, fine town of Webster.
Johnny, we got you for Henrietta. Have a good rest of the day. What do you think?
No. Not Henny.
Okay, well, you're saying no to everything.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I'm not. I just don't get a. I don't get a Henny vibe. I don't get a West Side vibe at all.
Henrietta is always hard to pin down because there's so many. Different...
It's very diverse.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
It's funny how you guys came out. You were both on the same page with East Side right away, and all the other calls we've taken, it got West Side vibes immediately.
Yeah. Well, I think I may have screwed that up because I pointed out how this person, like Tommy, wanted East Side. I knew it as soon as he heard House Sitting.
Well, but I just had a vision of my parents.
Well, no, but you said chintz, and when you said the word chintz, everybody blew over to the left side.
Yeah, yeah.
West Side. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to, is it Panos?
Panos.
Hello, yep, Panos. Where are they whining?
How you guys doing?
Good, bud.
Hey, I got to keep on with the callers. I live on the west side. I'm in and or adjacent to Chi Lai, and I went with Tommy's chintz side with the west side vibe. So I think it's Chi Lai.
Why Chi Lai?
Because... So being in the area, living in one of those dumpy homes, me and my neighbors will just do it just because my neighbors are super nice. I feel I'm kind of scummy, but my neighbors are super nice. They're the people where if you're working out on your car in the front yard, they'll just come over to help because they're nice. So we do that, but because there's a lot of motion back and forth, people moving in and out, Chi Lai's also got a little bit of sometimes a snobby vibe, I feel. So that's where, like, I think, Tommy, you said Webster?
Yeah.
I kind of felt that, like, Chi Lai is our West Side version of, like, a little snobby East Side. So I'm guessing Chi Lai.
Okay.
So there's a little snob in Chi Lai, you're
what,
saying?
What?
Snobbery.
He must have changed 1,000% since I was a snobby Chi Lai.
You snobbing in the chai.
What are you talking about?
Snobbing in the chai.
No, you snob in the chai on the West Side at the Leaf and Bean where they will sell you HIT. Snobbing in the chai by one of my favorite Adele songs.
It's a great little spot, and I love it there, but I'm like, what's this doing on the West Side? This is too nice for us.
It's existed for like, it was there when I was in high school. Okay. One question is,
I love it.
As bad as your, is Panos a nickname? Because we've never talked to a Panos.
No, it's a Greek name.
I should have known.
Oh, yeah.
Should have known. Well, Panos, great to talk to you, buddy.
You know what I mean? All the Greeks are on the West Side. Well, we used to be until our diners get successful, and then we migrate out to the East.
Panos, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. All right. 252 WCMF. Kimmy, can we get a reread for the folks that are just joining us, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
What's the going house, what's the going rate for house sitting? The reason I ask is that my neighbor asked us to keep an eye on their house while they were on vacation in Mexico last week. I should also add, they gave us a key to do a daily check around the house and feed their son's pet fish. We brought their mail inside and made sure their packages were taken care of when they showed up at the house. Am I out of touch, or should they like pay us something for doing them this favor? Don't you agree? I find it weird that they haven't offered yet, and I'm starting to think they never will. The family got back a few days ago and gave us a quick thank you when they came to get their house key back. They also gave us a shot glass souvenir that I am positive they got for free from the resort. That was it. I'm worried this will now be a reoccurring request every time they go on vacation. It only seems fair to put a price on it next time. That's a lot of pressure and responsibility to put on a neighbor for nothing in return. What have you guys paid people in the past so I know what to ask for in advance?
252-WCMF, Tommy is in Webster based solely on him doing this every time he would leave his home in Webster.
Yep.
I am in Fairport, and then it's all West Side all the way down. Caleb is in Gates. Armand is in Spencerport. Johnny is in Henrietta because, to quote him, it's half trash. I don't even know what that means. And then Panos is out in Chi Lai because of the snobs in Chi Lai. Where did he come from?
I don't live in Chi Lai, so I guess I.
Sounds like he's
I didn't know
there
were snobs.
No, okay, maybe. I'm 252-WCMF, 252-9263. All right, let's talk to Ben. Ben, where are they whining, buddy?
You're going to hate my pick, but I'm going with it because it's town of haves and have-nots. I feel like it fits the bill perfectly, so I'm going with Canandaigua.
Okay, what else is new? Canandaigua was the worst pick you could have made.
I know, shocker, right?
Yeah, you want to jump on this one or no?
No.
I mean,
come on, seriously, though. It does fit the bill perfectly. Also, Webster was the winning town last week, Tommy, so your pick sucks.
Was it really? I don't remember.
We can actually maybe back to back.
What is going on over there, Ben?
You good over there?
You fight with a bill collector?
Yeah, no, I'm at work delivering a transmission.
You know, all this cans he's been collecting just fell over. Ben, great to talk to you, buddy. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Let's talk to Phil. Phil, where are they whining, bud?
I think they're whining in Cornhill.
Oh, we're going city.
Man, calling the shot.
All right, Phil, why Cornhill?
That just seems like the right mix of money, and they know their neighbors. Like, when's the last time you actually talked to one of your neighbors that you'd give them a key to your house? That stuff happens in Cornhill.
You know, that is an interesting point. Key to the house was a standard neighborly thing back in the day. I would never give any of my neighbors a key to my house.
No, and who doesn't have a little electronic lock to let somebody in? Right? Like, I think Cornhill, they probably don't even allow that in the historic district of Cornhill.
All right, whoa, Jeff Bezos, let's not get too out of control here. All right, no, I mean, I don't...
That's a tight little neighborhood.
And I don't hate the logic. Yeah. And, I mean, we haven't had a city
those
neighborhood.
Those townhouses are right next to each other, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Phil, all right. I want to make fun of you, but that's solid logic.
Make sure I get a gold star on that sheet.
Okay, Phil, you got it. Thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. 252-WCMF. That may be the only city neighborhood where the logic works, though.
Okay.
But do people in Cornhill go to Mexico?
Well, yeah, why not?
I mean, Cornhill seems like, we're going to a bed and breakfast up in New England.
No, everybody lives in Mexico. It's nice.
No, I'm not crapping on Mexico. I'm just saying, like, you know, tell me if I'm wrong.
All right.
Mexico is, it seems to be the vacation that your aunt, who can't afford it, likes to go on now.
Well, your dad. Your dad loved Mexico.
He loves Mexico. Yeah. Here's a fun tip. True thing my dad said out loud.
What's that?
The best restaurant in Mexico is the Senor Frogs in Cozumel.
I would think because they got them all over the place, even at the airport.
No, this is the one when you get off the boat. Yes. My dad said out loud, the best restaurant in Mexico.
He said the fries were out of this world.
Mexican fries.
Oh, yes.
There you get the cheese and the tomatoes and everything. All right, let's rip through some 252 WCMF. Let's talk to Christine. Christine, where are they whining?
I'm going to say Greece.
Why Greece?
Because pretty much every house in Greece has a fish tank for a kid.
Ooh, we did not factor in fish.
The aquarium.
Hmm. But it said kid
pretty
fish.
Pretty much. And I agree with Phil, giving house keys is a little bit not the norm anymore. So I'm going to say it's Greece.
Okay. All right. I mean, it sucks, but I don't feel like arguing with you today. So we'll take you for Greece, right. Christine. Thanks for the call. 252-WCMF. Let's talk to Steve. Steve, where are they whining, buddy?
They are winding up in Irondequoit.
Why Irondequoit?
You mentioned they went to Mexico, and you said it earlier on air. It's not a pristine destination, so it wouldn't be another town. Neighborly-wise, there's some friendly people in Irondequoit. I grew up there. I know that.
Okay.
But you're right about the key situation. You're going to hand a key to your neighbor and say, hey, take care of, my goldfish or Fluffy the dog, and it's happening right in Irondequoit.
Okay. All right.
Old school mentality.
But no, but do they still...
Right.
But
Chinch trip.
No, but like Irondequoit, we found out statistically, Steve, it was the fastest turnover town in Rochester. Kimmy, it's getting way younger, way faster.
Still some old folks.
But if you look, the taxes are pretty high, so people can't afford to go to St. Lucia or Aruba. They got to settle for Mexico.
Steve, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. I didn't mean to crap on Mexico.
No, I'm just saying,
like, there was a time.
There was a Sunbelt time.
Where your dad and your mom would go to Mexico and they looked like millions.
Oh, yeah, Acapulco. Yeah.
Yes, and like Mexico as a vacation with the direct flights and cheaper carriers and resorts.
Spring break.
It has become a much more affordable vacation.
Yeah.
All right, 252 WCMF. Let's talk to, you want Joe or Chris before we get to Barbara?
Always go Joe.
If it goes bad, it's you.
Joes don't disappoint.
Joe, where are they whining, buddy?
Yeah, I'm going to try not to go bad. Go with Brighton.
Why Brighton?
I don't know. I feel like it.
There you go, Tommy.
Okay,
way to go.
My last Joe pick. Joe's now suck.
Joe, thanks for the call. We're going to give Chris a shot because Tommy's terrible. Mm. Chris is going to be way better. Chris, where are they whining?
I'm going to say Pittsford.
Why Pittsford?
Because I feel like just like richy people and a lot of older people, like, you know, Tommy's wife has been there for a while, so maybe they're close with their neighbors.
Do any of your neighbors have a key to your house?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't think even before, like when she had kids and stuff, I don't think she did.
Well, are you going to get a key to the house before the neighbors do?
No. I still got to knock.
Chris, we got you for Pittsburgh. Thanks for the call, buddy. All right, we wrap it up.
Lousy pick.
Why is that a lousy pick?
Pittsburgh's not going to be it.
Okay. Last week's champion?
Oh.
A man who arrives after picking Webster, you know, the town that you picked earlier.
Are you sure it was Webster last week?
Well, let's ask Barber. He's on CMF. Barber, where are they whining, buddy?
Tommy was right. That was the place I went with last week. But I'm going to go with Penfield.
Why?
Well, it's kind of like a Chinese buffet. If you're last in line, all the General Shao and the spare ribs and pot stickers are gone. So you got to take
all the good stuff's gone.
Did you put an SH in General Shao chicken?
Shao.
General Shao chicken.
Did I say that?
Oh, you were saying, Barbara. I'm sorry.
I'm going to go with Penfield. Plus, it's like Penfield's kind of like a town where the kids have starter pets, like goldfish and stuff like that.
Anything flushable.
Goldfish is a starter pet. All right, Barber, thanks for the call. Good luck, buddy.
Oh, one thing. We want us in the kiosk crew there on the YouTube stream,
mm-hmm.
We want to know Tommy's tracksuit. Was that like a jigsaw puzzle missing a piece on his backside last week?
Man, you waited 3 days for that joke, Barber. 3 days?
3 days. I think Thursday was like 5 days ago.
Okay, why don't you go have some General Shao's chicken and stop bothering us, okay?
Shao chicken alert.
See you, Barber. All right.
All right.
I feel good today. I'm due. Picks town from last
hey,
week.
Hey, it could be back-to-back.
You're
we
right,
don't know that.
It has happened.
Immediately disqualifies himself. All right. Tommy is in Webster.
The hot pick.
I am in Fairport. Caleb is in Greece. Armand is out in Spencerport. Johnny is in Henrietta, and again, to quote him, because it's half trash, Panos is in Chi-Lai and still can't believe a quality coffee shop like Leaf and Bean exists there. Ben is in Canandaigua because he's a waste of time. Phil is in Cornhill. Didn't hate that pick.
Okay.
Christine is in Greece. Meh.
Yeah.
Steve is in Irondequoit with old school mentality, but a lot of young people moving into Irondequoit. Joe is in Brighton because, remember, that's the one you picked.
Yes.
We let Chris back in. He's in Pittsburgh, and Barber wraps it all up with Penfield. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Kenny!
Sit down. Ain't no goddamn Fairport.
You might as well just leave the room.
There ain't no Fairport.
It's over. Oh, she's got a smile. Oh!
You're not going to like it.
Where they
give me seven.
Winning.
Seven!
We've got a winner.
Seven!
And, okay, unless I heard it wrong, or unless you wrote it down wrong.
Damn!
I think we have a winner.
What do we got?
Oh.
Because they whining in Gates.
Yeah, we got
Gates.
We
had a Gates,
yeah.
Oh, I thought you said Caleb said Greece.
No, Caleb, okay. I might have misspoken. No, Caleb said Gates. Wow.
Okay.
Who's the one right after us? Okay.
And I don't know if Caleb's, is Caleb on the board? I think this is Caleb's first star.
Wow.
All right. Congratulations.
I feel like this is a lie of a post.
Why?
Gates people wouldn't do this, man. You said it yourself. Oh, what trash is?
Rusty ass gate.
Would people at Gates ask to be paid?
I don't know what happened to Gates.
Oh, they want money.
Oh, there you go. Look at you. You're not even listening, you bitch ass bitch.
And you know why? They see under the T.
They don't want to be paid in shot glasses.
No, everyone at Gates would. Half of Gates gets their annual salary strictly in shot glasses. That's why my dad had so much money trouble. All right. Congratulations to Caleb on your first star. It was West Side the whole time.
Well, look at that. Your town.
I know. I let you guys down, and I'm sorry. And by the way, Panos, who we also made fun of, only a few miles away.
Yeah, not far.
That, yeah.
There you go. Right.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets uncomfortable. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, and events that science still can't fully explain. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
I hope, only for entertainment's sake,
yeah,
that what people are speculating in this story is true.
What happened?
Well, look, they say fake it till you make it.
Yeah, sure.
And we are finding, we found the last couple of years, that there are a lot of people who pretend to know what they're talking about, have things that they don't, and they are completely exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And the speculation is this man may be doing that right now.
Who's this man?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. So last week, the Boston Celtics were sold.
Yeah.
And they sold for a record $6.1 billion.
Yeah.
It is the highest price ever paid for a North American sports franchise.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, people in New England take their sports very seriously.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone wanted to know who the hell the new owner of the Boston Celtics is. His name is Bill Chisholm. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
But you said you know a little bit about him.
I thought it was like some big company, though, like a bunch of investors. Like he owned like an investment firm that bought it.
So he owns an investment firm.
Okay.
But he himself is buying the Celtics.
So he'll be like the face of it.
You got it. And here's the thing. Don't feel bad if you've never heard of him, because no one's ever heard of him. And that's kind of the problem.
What happened?
People are speculating that he does not actually have the money to buy the Boston Celtics.
Oh.
So he owns
like
a tech.
The money does not exist.
You got it.
Or it's wrapped up in other places.
So it turns out he owns a tech company, but that entire business he owns is only worth $10 billion.
Oh, okay.
Which is a funny thing to write in an article.
Yes.
Oh, you only got $10 billion.
Loser.
But the bottom line is, even if he sold his company, which he's not.
Yeah.
Okay. He says he has investors in with him.
All right, so it's going to be a group.
Yeah. But no one seems to know who these investors are.
Okay.
Didn't this happen to the Islanders?
It did. And there's a really great 30 for 30 documentary, if you have not seen it, about a guy who bought the Islanders with no money.
Right.
So this man, the way that NBA rules work is you have to have
the money.
You have to pay 15% of the value of the franchise out of your own pocket.
Wait, 50?
15, 1-5. If you are going to be the lead investor. But
that's your down payment.
You got it.
Yeah, your downstroke.
But that 15% he has to pay is still $450 million.
But it sounds like he would have that.
People are arguing he does not. And they're trying to figure out where. Now, look, all of this is speculation.
So it could be Scamola or shell game, or he's trying to get the money.
All of those theories have been floated. And people are waiting to see how all of this is going to play out. If the Celtics did, and the NBA did what the NHL and the Islanders did 25, 30 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I, for one, cannot wait to see how all this goes.
I have a question.
Sure.
Because I know, like, if you, like the NFL, if you buy a team, it's going to be profitable for you, even if they stink, right? Is it the same? Does the same go for like a sport like basketball? Like, is the NBA, is it a guaranteed? I know like the Celtics obviously are like a top team in terms of like history and everything and people following them. But is it going to be an instant profit for somebody who buys that team, or is there going to be a little bit of a struggle first?
I don't know if you're buying it for $6.1 billion. That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And I mean, NBA salaries, you're paying less guys, fewer guys, but all of their contracts are guaranteed, and they're getting up to like close to baseball salaries now.
Oh.
Like jaw-dropping guaranteed contracts. So, Kimmy, to answer your question, I don't know. We've seen some problems with the Dallas Mavericks. Mark Cuban sold a big piece of his, the controlling stake to a company who immediately traded their biggest, most expensive star because it seems like they didn't want to pay him long-term.
But at least when you're buying the Celtics, you're buying the biggest franchise in the Northeast.
Right.
Basketball-wise.
What's that?
Are you saying basketball or sports, period?
Basketball.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Like, where Dallas, you've got three teams in that state that you're competing for dollars.
You're right.
At least that, and like to your point, it's got the most history of a basketball team.
What,
they got like 20-something championships?
No, look, I'm with you. If you're going to buy an NBA team, you slap the Celtics on the side, that or the Lakers, and go, this is the one that I want, right?
But
it is pretty amazing.
I am surprised, too, that they didn't have more solid investors ponying up to buy it.
They did. He put in the largest bid.
Oh. Yeah.
The NBA
How did he come up with that?
The NBA has stepped in and said he won the bidding fair and square, and they're not worried about it. But as they ask more questions about this guy, more questions emerge from those questions.
Yeah.
How long did the last owner own the team for? Was it a long time?
I don't think it was an individual person. You want to Google it? I think it might have been like a collective company.
Okay. Yeah, like someone,
it's going that way now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like the days
of too expensive.
Exactly. The days of the Steinbrenners or the Pegulas owning a team. And even the Pegulas aren't the outright owners of the Bills anymore.
No, they sold shares, right?
Yeah. I mean, former NBA stars, speaking of, Vince Carter and Tracy McGrady, who are cousins, are now part owner of the Buffalo Bills.
Yeah, the Boston Basketball Partners LLC, whatever that means.
Yeah.
Sounds like a quality firm.
I will say this.
Oh, no, I'm sorry.
That's who it is now.
That's who it is now.
Okay.
Okay.
So he's the face of this.
The Celtics were sold by owner Paul Gaston.
Okay,
Gaston?
So I got it backwards.
Paul Gaston?
I'm an idiot. Yeah, I loved
him. Frenchman.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
Yeah. There is something so effing cool.
What's that?
About owning a sports franchise.
Well, yeah, it's the ultimate. It's the ultimate you are filthy ass rich.
Oh, I think it goes past the rich part. Because like, if I had just enough money to buy the Bills, mm-hmm. I'd spend all my money. I would live in a one-room apartment with a light bulb
okay.
to own the Buffalo Bills. Because
you... Wasn't that your dad's dream?
Almost pulled it off, dude.
No, a light bulb. No, you're right. But it's the ultimate guy fantasy.
But it's past that, yes. Because you'd be the boss, and you get to control the team and all that stuff. The club of big-time sports ownership is so elite.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Like, if mm-hmm. you want to be a celebrity, you can. Jerry Jones wants to be a celebrity.
Yes.
He goes out and does it, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, you can name five NFL owners off the top of your head. You can't name me, other than the Buses, a single NBA owner.
No.
You can't name me, other than the Steinbrenners, a single Major League Baseball
nope.
owner. Right?
Right.
God.
It'd be fun.
I mean, it's, you know, I mean, me being a franchise owner myself, like, you know, I dip my toe in it, I already know.
Yeah. Rancho, what'd you buy?
I own shares of the Rochester Red
Wings. Oh, that's right. That's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Is that why it's empty today?
Well, there's no baseball.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
okay. I'm just asking.
Spring training. You look like you were going to say something, Kimmy?
No. So, okay. I had that wrong. The Boston basketball partners are the ones selling to this Bill Chisholm
okay.
and his group.
Gotcha.
So they've owned it since 2003.
252 WCMF again. We're talking about the man that Kimmy just said. He just agreed to buy the Boston Celtics last week for a record $6.1 billion, the most ever sold an American sports franchise has ever been sold for, but there is speculation based on how much money this guy has. He ain't got the scratch
yeah.
to pay for the Celtics. How about this?
What's that?
You know, you have to have 15% of your own money out of your own bank account yeah. up front according to NBA rules. What's the most expensive check you've ever written?
Oh, it had to be for a down payment of a house
okay.
to the bank.
Yeah, all right, so 20% of whatever you spend on the
right.
house. Kimmy, what's the most money you've ever spent on one?
I was going to say rent, but that's probably it.
Okay. Even if you have $2 billion cash.
Yeah.
Which you don't. Nobody has $2
billion.
Yeah. No.
Could you imagine writing a check?
No.
Do you? It's got to be like a special check, right? Like you can't just use like any check.
I would want to use just any check. Like, fold it up, put it in my pocket, walk yeah. it down to the NBA well, like, office.
You
know,
but
like
you probably don't do that anymore. But you probably did it at one point. Had to write out, like when Steinbrenner bought the Yankees, you'd have to write, I think he bought it for $10 million.
That sounds right.
And you had to write out a $10 million yeah. actual
yeah.
check to somebody.
And like physically hand it to them.
Yeah. And then you had to wait 3 days.
Yeah, it's going
to get checked and clear.
Hey, listen, what's your cash at next yeah. week just to make sure we're safe? But even like the idea that like you're wiring money, whatever, mm-hmm. however
yeah.
it works, you're going to be out
yeah.
$450 million
yeah.
in a matter of a blink of an eye.
But you know, you talk about this, you know, it looks a little sketchy.
Yeah.
But I wonder, like, even back in the day, how many of these guys were on a razor's edge buying these franchises, you know, and running the risk? Back then, the amounts were smaller, but I wonder how much was they didn't really have it.
All right. Mm-hmm. To your point, the only reason the Kansas City Chiefs exist today
yeah.
is because Ralph Wilson, former owner of the Buffalo Bills, lent Lamar Hunt, owner of the Kansas City Chiefs, the money to stay afloat.
And they were rich. The Hunt family was rich.
They didn't have the money to keep the team operating.
Yeah.
If the Bills didn't step in, that franchise would not exist anymore. Which, by the way, thanks a lot, Ralph. Way to go. But, like, you look at, there are, yeah. you know, the last team to contract of the four major sports in America was the Cleveland Barons of the NHL.
They went under.
Yeah, and that was in
like, completely under. They didn't relocate. They just dissolved.
They're the only team to dissolve, and yeah. technically, they kind of still exist a little bit in
yeah.
the Dallas Stars. Now we're getting deep in the weeds. But the point I'm making
yeah.
is, yes, I mean, it wasn't that long ago where ABA owners, NBA owners, NHL owners, NFL owners were like, yeah, uh-oh.
Yeah. Realize we got to chip in here to keep this thing going.
I mean, yes. I mean, there's talk of contraction in Major League Baseball for the last 20 years.
Yeah.
I mean, not so much anymore, but I mean.
But the Pirates are always that team where they have, like, no payroll, but they also don't win anything.
But they make a fortune. And they figured out the way to make money. People will still keep coming.
Yeah.
They get the share of the revenue.
All right.
I just don't have to pay anybody. All right. I hope
well,
to
good
God.
Good luck, fellas.
Well, no, I want this.
Good
to,
luck, rich man.
I want the drama. I want to watch this man have to do a press conference to explain why
I
he doesn't
got
have it.
It.
Yeah. Oh!
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters. Love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.